This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president met with families of those who died in a helicopter crash in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At the somber service in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife laid flowers on each of the seven coffins, draped in the blue and yellow flags of Ukraine. Zelensky then spoke briefly with the families as a small orchestra played a mournful adagio. The helicopter carrying Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and other officials slammed into a kindergarten building, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has paid a solemn visit to an island off Senegal that's one of the most recognized symbols of the horrors of the Atlantic slave trade that trapped tens of millions of Africans in bondage.
Gorée and the transatlantic slave trade are not just a part of African history, they are a part of American history too. And we know that the tragedy did not stop with the generation of humans taken from here.
Yellen is in Senegal as part of a 10-day trip aimed at rebuilding economic relationships between the U.S. and Africa. On Saturday, she visited the Gorée Island building known as the House of Slaves and peered out the door of no return, from which enslaved people were shipped across the Atlantic. The possibility of a big COVID-19 rebound in China over the next 2 or 3 months is remote, as 80% of people have been infected, a prominent government scientist said on Saturday. Hundreds of millions of Chinese are traveling across the country for holiday reunions that had been suspended until recently eased curbs, raising fears of an outbreak. This is VOA News. There will be a major challenge for the successor of New Zealand's outgoing Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, families and other rural voters. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Abroad, Jacinda Ardern was a global icon for left-leaning politics and women in leadership. But domestically, the outgoing Prime Minister struggled to connect with rural New Zealand. As a result, her party's popularity has plummeted, a major challenge for Chris Hipkins, who is set to replace her as leader of the Labour Party and the country. Farmers and rural voters say reforms by the Labour Party, meant to improve the environmental impact of farming, are costly and ineffective, and will make their products less competitive.
That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Mexico is now the most dangerous country for reporters in the world outside of the war in Ukraine, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, a New York-based rights group. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
Mourned by his family, Eber Lopez Vasquez is one of 13 journalists killed in Mexico in 2022, the deadliest year on record for the nation's newsrooms. He'd published a story on Facebook accusing local politician Arminda Espinoza Cartas of corruption. Her brother was one of the two men arrested, but no one was charged over Lopez's murder. Since Lopez's death, fellow journalists say they are more afraid to publish stories touching on drug trafficking and state collusion with organized crime.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. The European Union condemned Saturday the widespread violence in Peru and the, quote, disproportionate use of force by police, urging authorities to quickly find a peaceful solution to the crisis. Civil unrest since the ouster of President Pedro Castillo in early December has left 45 people dead and prompted the government to impose a state of emergency in violence-hit areas. A spokesperson for the European Union said the bloc, quote, deplores the very large number of casualties since the start of the protests. Peru has closed its famed tourist site, Machu Picchu, amid the anti-government protests. Its Ministry of Culture said Saturday, with hundreds of tourists having been left stranded near the Inca Citadel amid deadly unrest. Authorities announced Saturday yet another protester had died following demonstrations in the country's south, with the victim already arriving deceased at a local hospital in the town of Puno. And Machu Picchu has been closed for the day, according to the Peru Cultural Ministry, with hundreds still stranded at the site. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.